Hello and welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast. I'm your host, MJ, a certified personal trainer, advanced nutrition coach, and qualified group fitness instructor with over a decade experience in the health and wellness industry. I'm also the creator of my health, body, and lifestyle transformation program, Forever Fit. The Fit Life with MJ podcast is a collection of motivational, inspirational, and informative chats made up of a mix of both solo episodes from myself, plus interviews with many inspiring health and wellness professionals to teach you everything you need to know about living a healthy, balanced, fun lifestyle, staying motivated and in control of your mindset, and also how to avoid falling victim to the many gimmicks of the health industry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. And if you get value from this one today or any other episode, please hop over to the review section of the platform you're listening on, follow us, and give us a 5-star review to help us reach and inspire more people. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, and happy first week of December. Oh my gosh, where did 2021 go? Not that I'm mad about it. I'm not mad about saying goodbye to 2021, as I'm sure most of you feel the exact same way. And really excited that Christmas is just around the corner. Christmas is my favorite time of year. All of the gatherings with friends, family, just the vibe, the atmosphere that's in the air. It's summer here in Australia, so beach time. It's great. It is so fun. But it is also a super busy time of year that sees a lot of girls come unstuck with their fitness journey. And that's what I wanted us to talk about today, because I find this time of year is when a lot of girls come to me asking how to stay on track when they're going to multiple parties a week. They struggle to stick to a healthy eating routine over Christmas. And what we find is, because you're so busy running around and going from party to party, you're just sort of eating the food that's at the parties, which means you're eating all of this typically unhealthy food, lots more alcohol consumption. Not only is it causing us to feel sluggish and bloated and low on energy throughout this busy, supposedly fun Christmas time, but it's also causing us to gain weight, which is the last thing that we all want, particularly if you are already diligently working towards losing weight or towards a certain fitness goal. Christmas can be the biggest undoing. I see it happen for so many girls. And the last thing we want is to hit January and have more work to do, be further back from your fitness goals than what you were in, say, November. We want to be able to keep seeing progress through Christmas, feel energized, feel good through Christmas, feel good in our bodies through Christmas, so that we can actually presently enjoy ourselves when we are with our friends and family and you know, have the mental energy and the physical energy to be present and enjoy the moment, not feeling sluggish and as if you just want to go to sleep all the time, or you're just sort of dragging yourself from event to event, just getting through. So I wanted to share with you guys the main tips that I give to anyone who asks how to stay on track with their eating over Christmas, so that you guys can do the same, so that you can feel amazing and keep seeing progress towards your goals, no matter how many parties you've got to go to each week, and actually enjoy Christmas, you know, without the guilt of thinking, oh my God, I shouldn't have eaten all that food at the party, and without waking up feeling like crap the next day after every party, because there's nothing worse than that either. I used to struggle so hard finding balance in my eating. And I think this is one of the biggest things that trips us all up, particularly around Christmas time too, is because we tend to have this kind of all or nothing approach to our eating habits. You're either all in trying to be fully healthy without slipping up, or you're like, stuff it, throw your hands in the air and just go on a I don't care what I eat bender for goodness knows how long. Parties tend to trip us up in that way. And I used to be the biggest victim of this. Like, I would be so strict with myself throughout the week. At one point in my fitness journey, I was going through like a restrictive / binge eating phase. So I would restrict so heavily throughout the week that I was just living for the parties. I was living for the weekend, because I was like, yes, this weekend is a free for all. I'm just going to eat whatever, because this weekend is, it's not diet time. And what was happening was, I was eating healthily throughout the week, but then come the party times, I was just like
I couldn't control myself. I would eat and drink as much as I possibly could handle. And then I would wake up feeling crap the next day. I was getting absolutely nowhere with my fitness. And I was going around in circles, feeling crap all the time. And I had to teach myself this balance. I had to teach myself, how do I get to a point where I can actually enjoy myself at these parties but not have it ruin my progress? And it's this journey that I've been on myself to get to where I am now that I've taught myself these tips of how to manage busy times like Christmas when you've got party after party after party but you still don't want to go backwards with your fitness. And they worked for me. And they're the tips that I teach the Forever Fit girls when they've got really busy times coming up as well. And we're spending a lot of time coaching and talking about managing the Christmas period now as well in the Fit Fam. And this is every year, this is what makes the girls see success on their journeys and actually come into January having lost weight and having gotten fitter rather than Christmas being their undoing and going backwards. So we know that they work. And I want to share them with you guys as well now, because if we talk about it now, then at least you're prepared for all of the parties that are going to be coming up through Christmas time. You can get yourself, get your head in the game, get ready and actually cruise through Christmas and not go backwards. I've got four tips that I want to talk to you about, mostly around your eating and how to balance your eating at parties and your food and drink consumption to keep you on track. So we'll just focus mostly on food intake, because that is going to be the biggest thing over Christmas. Food will be the fastest thing that will make or break your journey over Christmas. So we'll go through each tip and I'll talk about them one at a time so that you can get a really good idea of what I mean. Hopefully it helps you really understand how to balance out your eating over Christmas with all of the parties, because the one thing that I want you guys to be able to do is enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself, enjoy Christmas without it ruining your fitness. So tip number one is centered around organization, which is my first key tip to staying on track with your eating. Planning for success, basically. So all it takes is sitting down on a Sunday and having a look at the week ahead. What parties have you got on? What things do you know you have to go to? What gatherings, what events? It could be anything, you know, like friends, brunch with friends. It could be a work dinner. It could be an event at school for your kids, anything like that. Have a look at what is on, where there's a chance that that is going to be a party where you will eat food or that there will be food available and possibly alcohol as well. Now, to plan in advance for your week has there's two things we need to do here. So the first thing is have a look at what meals you can eat that will be on track. What breakfasts, lunches, and dinners will you be essentially home for, or can you eat typically to your normal healthy eating routine? Then have a look at what parties you've got on. And identify which one you do want to let your hair down at, because we don't want to be a prude at each party and just, you know, oh, no, I'm not going to enjoy Christmas because I don't want to go backwards on my fitness. No, we want to live our lives. We want to enjoy. So pick one of the events that, if there is one, that's a let your hair down moment, like maybe it's your work dinner and you're like, you know what, I really want to have a good night at my work dinner. That can be your balance party, what we call in the Fit Fam. So basically what that means is that's the party that you're just going to go, you know what, I don't care. I'm just going to drink. I'm going to eat. I'm going to have fun. Tomorrow I'll get back on track. Well, the next day you'll get back on track. So that's your balance party essentially. So which event have you got coming up in the week that's your let your hair down moment? And so you can call that your balance party. The rest of them you're going to make healthier choices at. And I'll go into that in a moment to help you understand how to make the healthier choices at the parties that you're not going to let your hair down at. What that does is it enables you to enjoy all of the gatherings. It enables you to go to the parties without worrying about, you know, going backwards because you've got four parties in a week and you're going to let your hair down at all four of them. That's not what we're doing here. We're picking one. So it's not going to undo your progress. And then, of course, throughout the rest of the week, you're staying on point, you're eating healthy, you're getting your workouts in, no harm done, and you're enjoying yourself. So now let's start looking at how to actually stay on track at the parties where you're not going to let your hair down so much. Now, so this is tip number two. So tip number two is at the parties where you don't intend to go all out, the ones that you don't really necessarily like. If you've got a work dinner and a girlfriend's brunch on in the same week, you're probably going to choose either the work dinner or the brunch where you'll let your hair down. So at the other party, you want to make healthier choices. Now, one of the best ways that you can avoid food at a party that you don't want to eat. So if you know that there's going to be, maybe it's an event at your kid's school and it's at lunchtime and you know it's going to be party pies and sausage rolls and savory toast and all these things that you know you shouldn't be eating, and it's not your let your hair down event, you don't want to be going to that party and eating the sausage rolls, the party pies and all those things that you know are going to undo your progress. So how can we prepare to make sure that we don't eat those foods if there's no healthy food available at the party? First thing you can do is eat before you go and make sure you are hydrated. So because being thirsty, dehydration will present itself as hunger before you feel thirsty. So make sure you're well hydrated on that day so you're not tempted to pick, because when you get dehydrated, your body is going to ask you for fast energy because lack of hydration will cause you to feel tired and your body will start wanting fast energy like sugars and carbs. So the food at the party is going to look a lot more appealing. So make sure you are hydrated, take water with you, and eat before you go so that you're not needing the energy from those foods. Your body's not going to crave them as much. It'll be much easier to say no to the party food. So eat before you go is the first tip. The other tip, which you can do, you may not want to, it's entirely up to you, you can take your own healthy food with you. So whichever one of those is more appealing to you, either take your own healthy snacks and food or eat before you go and stay hydrated. And that's going to be your best defense against eating the junk food at a party that you don't want to eat junk food at if you know there's not going to be healthy options available. So this is tip number three now. If you know that there will be healthy options available, then you can choose those at the events, at the non-let your hair down events. So let's say it is a brunch with girlfriends. Have a look at the restaurant you're going to, have a look at the menu, and choose what foods you will eat in advance. So Jody, one of my absolute Forever Fit superstars, she's been doing this recently. She is a very busy mum and businesswoman. She's actually been on the podcast previously, very recently. Now she had a lunch that she needed to go to. It was a lunch or a dinner. And she looked at the restaurant menu in advance and sent it to me to say, is this meal going to be okay for me to eat at this party, at this event? And that was really great because now she can go to that event, enjoy herself, and she still knows that she's eating foods that aren't going to get her off track. So thinking ahead, look at the restaurant or the cafe or wherever you're going to, find out what foods they offer and choose something healthy off the menu. And you don't even always have to look at it in advance. You can just look at it when you get there and choose the healthiest option on the menu. Just because you're going out for lunch or dinner doesn't mean you have to eat crap. So eating the healthy foods at the parties that aren't the let your hair down ones. Now, I'm also not saying that there has to be a party every week that you will just go all crazy at. That's not the case. I'm just saying if you have multiple parties on in one week and you do really want to let your hair down at one of them, just choose one and then use the rest of these tips to help you stay on track for the other parties that you don't want to go crazy at because they will ruin your progress because they all add up. So choosing healthy foods at your restaurants or cafes, choosing the healthy foods on the platters at the food tables, wherever it is, if there are healthy foods available, and eating before you go and staying hydrated can all help you stay on track at these events where you don't want to go crazy. Now, look, there is going to be some occasions where you might get caught out and you might not know
what food is going to be available. You might not be aware, you might not be able to find out whether there's going to be healthy food available. So you think, oh, I'll just choose the healthy options when I get there. So you don't eat first and then you get there and there are no healthy options. It's not going to be the end of the world. But I do still highly recommend at least try to minimize your intake of anything unhealthy that's there and just try to keep your fluids up. Now, there is a big tip I want to give you here that is a mindset tip that will help you when it comes to saying no to the junk food at the party, because FOMO, food FOMO, is real. Now, I know that a lot of girls experience this. I hear it every single day. Girls telling me that they went to a party and they felt like they were missing out if they didn't eat the cake or they didn't eat the junk food that was there. So the pizza, party pies, whatever it is, everyone's getting around it. There's lollies, there's muffins, all sorts of things. Whatever it is that you come across at these parties that you know you really shouldn't be putting into your body all the time. We feel like we have to eat the food to feel like we're actually enjoying the party. It's a thing. It's a thing. It's like, in my mind, I feel like it's because when we're in the environment of the party, our endorphins are flowing because we're with family, we're with friends, we're having a great time. And junk food releases endorphins because it tastes good. Any food that tastes good and gives you a quick intake of energy, processed carbs, processed sugars, they release endorphins in our brain, which make us feel good in the moment. So you're already feeling good at this party. Your brain wants more of that. And it's like, hey, that food's going to do that for you too. Eat the food. So we feel like we're missing out if we don't eat the junk food that's there at the party. And that can be a really hard thing to battle if you're not looking at it like this. So one of the biggest tips, I always reiterate this to the fit fam, it helps them every single time. They love it. Works for me every single bloody time. The food at a party is not the experience. You didn't go to the party to eat the Domino's pizza. You didn't go to the party to eat the party pies. You went to the party for the reason the party was thrown. It was whether it was a Christmas gathering or a, I don't know, maybe it's a birthday. That's not really Christmas themed, but it could be. whatever it's for, whatever the party is for, it wasn't thrown for the junk food. The junk food is just there. Think about why you're actually at the party. You're not there to eat the food. You're there to celebrate the reason the party was thrown. You're there to catch up with friends and family or friends or family. You're there to make memories with those people. And I can guarantee you, no one's ever walked away from a party and gone, I'm so glad I went to that party for the party pies. You didn't go there for the party pies. You're not going to remember it for the junk food. Parties are about experiences and memories and celebrations and not about the food. You're not missing out on the experience if you don't eat the food. You're missing out on your health if you do eat the food. That's the way I've looked at it for a very long time. I go to a party and I see the junk food and I just think, but if I eat that party pie or if I eat that muffin, is that really going to enhance my enjoyment of standing here talking to my best friend or catching up with someone I haven't seen in months? Do I need to have a muffin in my hand while I'm doing that? No. Am I better off for having that muffin while I catch up with my friends? No. Why would I do it? And I can turn away from that table and I go, I didn't come here for the food. I came here to see my friends and my family. I'm going to go do that. And if you've also, like I said before, eaten in advance or are making sure that you're hydrated and you don't actually need to eat the food at the table, then it's so much easier to turn it down. And then what you find is you're not gaining those little bits of weight that you put on from just consistently always snacking on these unhealthy foods at all of these parties you've got going on over Christmas. You find you stay in amazing shape. You actually feel more energized. You feel happier. You feel healthier. Christmas is a great time and you're still getting to enjoy the experiences and memories that you're making with your family and friends, but you're not feeling crap in the process and you're certainly not going to hit January thinking you wish you hadn't done all that to yourself.
Now, there's one other tip that I did want to give you, and that's around alcohol consumption, how to manage your alcohol consumption so you can have your cake and eat it too, within reason. Now, my biggest tips around drinking alcohol are always to seek out the low-cal alcohol options. Seltzers have made life very easy for us in recent months. So low-calorie alcohol can include any spirits with a non-sugar mixer. My go-to is vodka, lime, and soda, but that's vodka and soda with a sliver of lime in it, not lime cordial. So vodka, soda with a bit of lime in it. Any seltzers are great these days. They're all under 100 calories per can. Any spirits, you know, if you're a bourbon and Coke person, then bourbon and Coke zero. Coke no sugar. Sorry, Coke. You can get sugar-free lemonade these days, gin and tonic, all those sorts of things. And just making sure that there's no sugar in your mixer. Like one of the biggest things that can bring you unstuck is the fact that if you're drinking, say, vodka with orange juice or pineapple juice, there is so much sugar in that pineapple juice, and it's going to store as fat. There's been studies to show that when you're drinking alcohol, your body wants to burn off the alcohol energy first. Now, alcohol does have calories in it. It gives your body energy, and your body wants to burn it off first because it's toxic. It wants to get it out. It wants to get it out of your system. It wants to utilize it first, and it's a faster burning energy. So it's more likely that the any excess calories consumed in sugar from the mixes that you're having are going to store as fat straight away, and therefore any food that you eat as well, they're going to store as fat a lot faster. So not having sugary mixes in your alcohol is going to minimize that for you. It's also going to minimize your calorie intake, which frees you up for, you know, being able to have a few more or being able to eat a little bit more when you're drinking without blowing out your calorie intake for the day. So spirits and non-sugar mixers are my first go-to. Then I would say a low-carb variety of beer or a low-carb cider are your best bets. It's very, very almost impossible, difficult to come across a low-calorie slash low-carb wine or champagne or anything like that. There is one company I have seen on Instagram so far who do a low-carb wine. And I have not tried it, so I don't know how it tastes. So if you are a wine or champagne drinker, maybe pop in a vodka, lime and soda or spirit and non-sugar mixer in between each glass of wine to minimize the calorie intake there as well. And have a glass of water between each drink. Like, not only is that going to save you from a killer hangover, but it'll help you minimize how many drinks you actually do have, which will help you minimize calorie intake, which will therefore help you store less fat and help you stay in better shape over Christmas while you're still enjoying yourself. So just those very, very simple tips there. And that's pretty much it. As broken down into its most simple terms, plan ahead so that you know what you've got coming up. You know which meals you can have on plan or within your normal routine, healthy routine. Have a look at the parties you've got coming up. Is there a let your hair down moment that you're going to choose? And then implement the other tips for how to stay on track and stay healthy for the other parties. So eat before you go, stay hydrated, choose the healthy options, look at the menus before you go, or make sure you make the healthy options at the restaurants and cafes. Remember that the food is not the experience. The memories, the moments with friends and family are the experience, and the food does not enhance or take away from those experiences. Well, it can take away if you're eating them and then you feel like crap the next day, and then the next party you go to, you feel sluggish because you ate like crap at the party before. So making those healthy choices and just remembering you didn't go to the party for the food. You're not missing out if you don't eat the food. You're missing out on your health if you do. The unhealthy food, of course. So I hope those tips have been helpful for you. And of course, if you've got any questions whatsoever about anything that we've talked about here today, please don't hesitate to reach out.
send me a DM on Instagram is probably the easiest to connect with me. So MJ underscore fitlife, as you probably already know if you are a current listener. And yeah, I'll be more than happy to help you out in any way, give you any pointers. If there's meals at a restaurant and you're just sort of really not sure if it's healthy and you just want to check, I'll be happy to look it over for you, give you a few pointers there as well. So yeah, don't hesitate to reach out and yeah, implement these tips over your crazy busy Christmas time, and I promise you, you will come into January feeling amazing and you will get to actually enjoy your Christmas feeling energized, feeling happy, feeling comfortable in your body, not bloated, of course, and just being able to enjoy yourself a lot more and being present because you're actually feeling good. So have a fantastic December, guys. I'll be back to you with another episode, of course, next week as well, but I did want to get this particular one out nice and early because party season has started, so let's make the most of it. Have a fantastic rest of your day wherever you are listening to this episode, and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed and got value from this episode. If you did, please remember to hop over to the review section and leave us a 5-star review to help us reach and inspire more people to live their best lives. Also, remember any links mentioned in this episode are available in the show notes for you now. I cannot wait to speak to you again in the next episode.